MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, October 3, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Gloucester has approved 3A zoning. Beverly neighborhood shooter pleads guilty. And Salem's Haunted Happenings Parade kicks off tonight. Partly cloudy, high 60s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 12:22 p.m. Ethan Foreman reports in today's Gloucester Times, after months of debate with the December 31 deadline looming, the Gloucester City Council voted 7-0 with two councilors recusing themselves for zoning to bring Gloucester into compliance with state MBTA Communities Act guidelines for multifamily housing zoned near public transit. Councilors agreed passage of the multifamily overlay district was the right thing to do because it fit with the city's character and met past housing production plans. They said the zoning would preserve the city's eligibility for certain state grants and help people find a place to live and work in a place that has become unaffordable. Councilors said the move, based on allowing three-family homes by right in certain downtown station and West Gloucester station areas, along with a couple of pockets of denser development on Maplewood Avenue and Schoolhouse Road, may not create much housing or even affordable housing, but it's a step in the right direction. Paul Layton is reporting in the Salem News, the man who fired two shots in the direction of a woman who was looking for her lost cat in Beverly has been sentenced to 18 months in jail with 6 months to be served. 56-year-old Richard Davis pleaded guilty on Tuesday to assault with a dangerous weapon, discharging a firearm within 500 feet of a building, and disturbing the peace, according to the Essex County District Attorney's Office. Salem Superior Court Judge Thomas Dreschler sentenced Davis to 18 months in the Essex County House of Correction, with a total of 6 months to serve and the balance suspended while on probation. Davis will be on probation for 2 years under the conditions that he stay away from the victim, possess no firearms, undergo a mental health evaluation and follow-up treatment, and complete an anger management course. Jim Sullivan reports in today's Newburyport Daily News. In Newburyport, after months of milling, binding, paving, and painting on Johnson Street, arguably the city's most well-used cut-through road, are about to end, according to Department of Public Services Director Wayne Amaral. Although it was hoped the work would conclude in September, Amaral said the final touches will be done by the end of this month. More news after this break.
Hey everybody, Don McCashel here, your one and only host of the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, right here on MSONewsSports.com. This week on the North Shore Sports Desk, we got our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week from Rockport Boys Soccer. We've got Sean Driscoll, St. Mary's football coach, 3-0 start. And on the other show, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, a Methuen wide receiver who's ripping it up this year. His team has a huge game at Andover tomorrow night. Listen right here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Elizabeth Della Piana is writing on itemlive.com. In Saugus, after 72 years of business, the Continental Restaurant, an iconic Route 1 figure, will officially close on November 24. The restaurant has been a staple in the community with its monthly events, old-timey field, and well-known popovers. Salem News is reporting the 27th Annual Salem Chamber of Commerce Haunted Happenings Grand Parade is set to take place today. The parade will follow the normal route from Prine Group Shetland Park to Salem Common, starting at 6:30 p.m. The theme for this year's parade is Our Time on Earth, inspired by the 2024 exhibition that was previously on view at the Peabody Essex Museum. And here it comes again. Topsfield Fair is returning. America's oldest county fair returns Friday for 10 days of fall and family fun. The Gloucester Times reports the Topsfield Fair will be open this Friday and run through October 14. It'll kick off Friday with one of its most popular contests, the Giant Pumpkin Weigh-Off. Officials will begin weighing giant pumpkins grown by hobbyists from around New England at 4 p.m. tomorrow. The winning pumpkin will be put on display for the duration of the fair. Before the winner is chosen, visitors can view smaller gourds and other prize-winning homegrown food, along with barns full of chickens, cows, pigs, turkeys, horses, and other farm animals. Also on display will be the winning entries from the fair's dozens of other contests, including canning, fine arts, crafts, foods, winemaking, and more. On Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m., kids will compete in this year's Topsfield Fair Junior King and Queen pageant at the Trianon stage. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.